The Gemara in Erevin, Yud Gimel Mebeis, has a major debate between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, whether Noach Ol Adam Shelo Nivra or Shenivra, better to be born or not to be born. And after 2.5 years, finally, they got Beis Hillel to agree to Beis Shammai, Nimdu V'Gamru, they counted up when they had Beis Shammai in the majority, and therefore, that's the way the Gemara seems to conclude. Noach Ol Adam Shelo Nivra. However, now that you've been created, you have to Yafash Beish B'Maisav. You should examine your deeds to ensure that you're free of sin. So the Marsha in the Chidushi Agados in Makas Chaf Gimel Amud Beis Divrei Hamaskil Tayarg Mitzvahs, he raises the following question on this Gemara. The what's pshat in Beis Shammai? What do you mean, Noach Ol Adam Shelo Nivra? What happened to Olam Bechesed Yibana? So, the Marsha learns this Gemara as a risk-reward. That he says, if a person isn't born, so there's no risk. You have zero mitzvahs and zero aveira, so at least you're safe, the safe way. However, if I'm born, so then there are 613 mitzvahs, Nimnu V'Gamru. 365 negative commandments, 248 positive commandments. So the odds are against me. Like any investment, if you go before you buy a stock, before you buy some real estate, or before you buy anything, you have to, or any decision in life, you have to do a risk reward. The reward has to justify the risk. Like in terms of, let's say, organ, kidney transplants, kidney donation. So 50 years ago or in that area, most of the poskim said it was usher to do a organ transplant. But today, let's say most of them say yes. But the question is, according, there are those who originally said it are usher and now they change. Like, what do you mean? Torah doesn't change. You're right, the Torah doesn't change. The principle doesn't. But the technology does. So apparently 50 years ago, it was too dangerous to do an organ because it didn't have it worked out. And the risk-reward was not in your favor. So some poskim said it was usher. But Bizman Hazeh, the majority says it's fine. Now since we got down the risk and the reward is still there, so we got you could either lower the risk or you could get a greater reward. So in your case, maybe it's both. The person will live longer as well. But either way, that's how the Marsha learns here. So if you do nothing, no averus, no mitzvah. You do 365. Losase, the odds are against you. You're only 248 positive. So therefore, that's what the Marsha says. So that's why Noach Ol Adam Shelo Nivra. And the Chanukas HaTorah, learning Pshah like the Maharsha, to what's the Pshah Yafashvesh B'masav? So he says, because we have a Chazal tell us, Makshava Tova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarfa L'maisa, V'makshava Ra Einu Mitzarfa L'maisa. So therefore he basically says that when you do a mitzvah, not only do you get rewarded for the act, but you get rewarded for the makshava as well. So therefore, if you do the math, 248 positive mitzvahs, and you do a makshava tova, so therefore it's 248 times 2. You'll tell me makshava ra, 365 times 2. No, makshava ra eno mitzarev wa maiso. So therefore, dachanak chanukas the Torah says, that's Kavi Pshat Yafash Vesh B'maisov, is that you should contemplate your deeds and now do things properly. Or as others say, Shmiras Halavin, but the Kavan of not being over every Aveira, so that's really 365. So really you have 613 opportunities. But along those lines, as well, that's how we could explain as well that there's a seems to be an apparent contradiction in the last perek of Yuma about the power of tshuva. and it's the same rabbi saying it. I think it's Reish Lakish. So he says one rabbi, the one opinion he's quoted as saying is that tshuva gets you. You know how great tshuva is? It levels the playing field. It gets you back to even. It turns your zedonos into shkagagos, your intentionals into unintentional. However, he said he's quoted as well as saying, you know how great tshuva is? It takes the averus and turn them into skuyas. So how do we reconcile? So the Gemara says, lo kasha. We'll take either one, by the way. Khan, they're talking about what your motivation for tshuva is. If your motivation for tshuva is tshuva miyira, out of fear of punishment, we'll take that. So then you level the playing field. But a tshuva miyava takes the averus and turns them into mitzvahs. So therefore, what we're saying is, really, you have 600, and so your fasha ish b'maisav is really, through tshuva, you could turn every avera into a mitzvah. So therefore, so really, you reverse the odds, and therefore, it comes out that since you were born, we could say, noach adam shenivra, now that you're here, because your fasha ish b'maisav, and one will do tshuva, they'll do a tshuva mi'ava, and therefore, it will be 613 against 365. So you change the risk-reward into your favor. And in fact, we find this principle throughout Shas. We find the principle of bitul barov in Taruvah. Let's say you have a case. Someone has a pretzel bun with caramelized onions, and they have a nice hamburger, we'll call it, maybe a slider in the bun, and they bought two of them from the kosher store. And then all of a sudden, maybe the cleaning lady, the nanny, or whatever the case might have been, the worker, they find a third pretzel bun with the hamburger in, and it came from McDonald's or it came from a Treif restaurant. The problem is everything looks the same. The pretzel bun, the caramelized onions, the burger, you have no idea which one is which. So normally, the din is, like when it's really mixed, like a soup, everything fits in. But here as well, so we say, what's the halacha? So the Rush has the biggest chiddush. The Rush holds you could eat all three b'vas achas. You could have a triple deca. You could take all three and eat them all at the same time. Not everyone goes that far. The Rashba says, no, you can't eat them at the same time, but perhaps zeh achar zeh. You could be totally every time on the other one. Some perhaps say you only could eat two out of the three. And as Rashi writes, one person perhaps can't eat all of them. Different shitas, halacha. But according to the Rush and the Rashba, how could you eat it? Everyone knows. Whether you're eating zeh achar zeh, if you're eating all three, so for sure one of them isn't good, so how could you possibly eat all three? That's why we have the principle of bitul barov. It makes it misha'ino, like the famous Rav Chaim in the stencils regarding, we don't go by, he talks about not going by rov, by mammon, so how could you have when a beis din paskins, we go by sarov. So Rav Chaim has a whole shtickle, then no, the ones, maybe it starts off as a row, but once based in Paskins, so the effort's ke'eno, the minority opinion does not exist, and the effort's like everyone's saying it. So that's what we're saying here. That's tshuva miyava. Tshuva miyava takes the averus, takes the 365 potential averus and turns them into mitzvahs. So we don't have to worry. The risk-reward is in our favor. And in fact, there's a famous B'nai Yisaskar from the Hasidus on the Kabbalistic Svarim, that he wants to say, he raises the question, as we know there's a concept of bitul in halacha. Let's go with bitul b'shishim. A little milk falls into the chicken soup, so we assume it's not a problem if you eat the chicken soup. So let's say someone, you know, you call up your rav and he says, yeah, it's mutter. And you say, would you eat it? And you say, well, should I be machmir? You know, she probably already said, I already dumped this soup. The question is, what do I do with the pot? But let's assume a person says, yeah, okay, milk fell in, okay, it's, but it fell in, so therefore, what am I going to do? Should I just throw it out now? Should I eat it? So, am I allowed to be machmer and not rely on bittul? So, the Rabbanei Yisaskar, others, post him quote, no, that's apikarsis. Once Chazal said the klal of bittul, so therefore, you have to follow a bittul. Bittul is a din, because bittul, what does bittul make it? Bittul makes it, it's not there anymore. In fact, the Bnei Yisaskar takes it further. He takes it like Tshuva Miyavi. He says, not only is the treif not there, but this is the highest level of food, these three burgers. Because when Iser Nefach Leheter, when something which is in the Hasidish world, and in Kabbalah, and maybe in Judaism as well, that when you have something which is usur, something which is prohibited, and becomes mutter, that's the highest level. So you should take the food and make a kiddush and serve it to the community, the things that work through a bittul. But that's the so bittul she'eino lo, it's like it doesn't exist anymore, and therefore, not only that, but it turns into positive. That's the pshat. And when we say Yafash Beish B'Masov, it's Meir Noach Adam Shalom Nivra. But now that we're here, what do we do? Yafash Beish B'Masov, either like the Chanukah Satorah, Makshav Torah Mitzarev L'Maisor, or no. Or we say even more than that, it's like a Tshuva Me'ava, that just like Nasa Averis becomes Schuyus. So the 365 negative become positive, so it's 613 versus zero. So you have the din by bittul, by the triple decker, by the rush and the rashba, whether it's zeh chazeh, how could you eat the sandwich? It doesn't exist. And as the Bnei Yisaka points out, not only does it exist, but it's the holiest food around, and one should give it out to everyone because there's nothing greater than iser nefach leheter.